For me, Thanksgiving week is all about either cooking or preparing to cook. But for a lot of people, Thanksgiving week is all about preparing to watch a lot of football. On that note, good morning, Nanda DeFino, Wall Street Journal sports reporter.
How's it going, Celeste?
I'm doing well. Let's talk about some of the games that happened over the weekend that are preparing us for football watching on Thanksgiving. For our early risers, Michael Vick led the Philadelphia Eagles to a win over the New York Giants, 27-17, particularly painful to the people in the control room. Was this Michael Vick show?
I mean, every game is kind of turning into the Michael Vick show. This was kind of, you know, he set up the stage for the running back LeSean McCoy to make these big runs in the fourth quarter, and you know, if you're a Giants fan, it was close. It was so close. It was fourth down, and then the running back had this really long 50-yard run to kind of bury the Giants at the end there. So
Eli Manning fumbles. I mean, it was pathetic by the Giants.
Yeah, that was kind of sad. And then, I mean, just watching them was kind of like, between this week and like 3 weeks ago, you kind of just wonder what happened, because nothing terrible happened. They lost a wide receiver. That was it.
Well, maybe that wide receiver was really well-beloved, Nando. Well,
we all miss him very much right now.
Let's talk about what was possibly the most exciting game of the weekend, and that was the Indianapolis Colts against the Patriots in New England, 31-28. All right, so this late interception from Peyton Manning that kind of sealed the fate of the game, but the game stayed close all the way up to the end, and everyone's wondering, why didn't they kick a field goal?
You know, what's funny is last year this was a game where the Patriots coach Bill Belichick went for it on fourth and two, and everyone gave him a hard time for going for it then too instead of punting. It's I don't know. These teams just want to do that back and forth to each other, I guess. And it's one of those things, again, like in a vacuum, like the Giants and the Cowboys last week. It's, you know, Patriots, Colts, you just kind of throw this stuff out the window.
Well, but
and go with it.
Well, would you say at this point Patriots headed to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I guess you can make a very good point. They're probably one of the best teams in the NFL. Just weird things happen in the playoffs and along the way, so I'm not going to put my stamp on it yet. But, yeah, you could say that, and I will agree with you.
All right, so this is a story that I'm sure I know you really like, and that is the Carolina Panthers. Their quarterback, Brian St. Pierre, 10 days ago, a stay-at-home dad. And on the field, the Panthers actually lost to the Baltimore Ravens 37-13. But how did Brian St. Pierre do?
I thought, for a guy who was just signed to the practice squad and then brought up to be the starter, I thought he did really well. He had, you know, almost 200 yards. He threw a beautiful touchdown, like this beautiful spiral pass. He threw a couple interceptions. But, I mean, this is to Ed Reed and Ray Lewis, who are two of the best defensive players in the league. I think he could start again next week and maybe even run the rest of the season out as a starter. It's a great story. This is like just made for a movie here.
I was
it's
just
a new
about to
NFL
say.
Marketing ploy to get stay-at-home dads every week to come in and just, you know, QB for a team.
I would watch that, the stay-at-home dad ploy. But it's definitely a movie in the making. All right, what's going to be the most exciting football to watch as we head into the holiday weekend, Nando?
I think the Thursday night game on Thanksgiving against the Giants and the Bengals is going to be great. The Jets are playing great. You know, the Bengals, you never know what Ocho Cinco and Terrell Owens have planned. They're probably not going to win, but it's going to be a fun game.
Okay, that's Nando DeFino. He's the Wall Street Journal sports reporter. Thanks so much, Nando.
Anytime.